Dear God, we thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask that you will help us as we study your word.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
The first thing I want to ask you is this.
我想问大家的一个问题是。
Because this is the last time we will meet in this group.
因为我们这个新生活班这是最后一课。
And I would like your suggestions, because this is the first time I have done a class like this.
因为这是我第一次上这个课，那我想问大家有没有什么建议。
And now that you have gone through the handouts and filled them out,
现在你们都把这些所有的家庭作业讲义都做了。
Maybe if you would email to Lay any suggestions for the next time we do this class.
就是下一次如果我们再上这个课的时候，大家有没有什么建议，对这个课程有没有什么建议，你们可以给我发 email.
So that we can adjust it for the future.
所以我们将来可以调整。
So any suggestions for instance, for the handouts?
比如说像这个这个讲义，大家有没有什么建议或者有什么想法？
What would make them more useful?
怎么样可以让对你更有帮助更有用呢？
Our class.
或者我们整个课程。
So if you would do that this week and send your suggestions.
所以你这个星期如果可以把你的这个想法建议发给我的话，微信和应该是最好是 email 都可以。
Then Sister Lay can translate them and give me the suggestions.
你把那个中如果是中文的话，我可以翻译给麦牧师。
And that will help to make it more useful for the next group.
给他一分，然后下一个呢组呢就会对我们更有帮助。
2 weeks from today, I will start to teach in the auditorium.
他会在大堂里开始讲，那个 ，Do you want me to tell them the topic?
I'm going to.
Yeah, 他会在那边开始讲。
We're going to do a class on how to study the Bible.
他这个就是怎么样来学习研读圣经。
How to go through and get an overview of what God's word is.
就是对圣经有一个概览，有个纵览。
Because as believers, it is as we plant God's word in our heart that we grow.
当我们把神的话语种植在心里的时候，我们会成长。
And so for the rest of April, May, and the first part of June.
所以呢，就是四月底、五月整个还六月的一头刚开始。
I will teach a class about how we study, how to study the Bible.
我们怎么样来研读圣经，来学习圣经
？All right, the last class here, I want to talk about living a life of surrender to Jesus.
今天我们要强调要讲的是过一个对耶稣降服的生活。
Many times I hear Christian teachers talk about the difference between being a Christian and being a disciple of Jesus.
很多时候我听到讲员会讲，就是说在这个成为耶稣的门徒跟一个相信者、一个信徒之间的区别。
Jesus would never have asked the question, are you a Christian or are you a disciple?
主耶稣从来不会问一个人说你是基督徒呢还是你是门徒。
He would have said, what kind of question is that?
主耶稣会说那是什么样的问题。
You can't choose one or the other.
你不可能说在这个中间两者选一。
To him, that question would have been meaningless.
对他来讲这个问题是完全没有意义的。
To be a Christian,To be a believer,
是说是一个基督徒呢，还是个相信的人呢
？To be a disciple,
或者是一个门徒呢
？All meant the same thing.
这三个其实意思是一样的。
There was only one thing.
只有一件事。
I either follow Jesus or I don't follow him.
你或者是跟随耶稣，或者你不跟随耶稣。
And if I follow him,
如果我跟随他的话
，all of me follows him.
我整个全人都会跟随他。
I can't send my feet following him while the rest of me goes somewhere else.
不是说，只是我的脚跟着他，我身体的别的部分去别的地方。
I can't send my brain to follow him while the rest of me goes somewhere else.
或者只是我的那个大脑跟随他，但是我身体的别的部分走另外一个
方向。So he would have said, "What do you mean? Are you a believer or a disciple? Are you going to send your brain to believe, and the rest of you do what you want?"
你是想说你只是个相信的人呢，还是一个门徒？你这什么意思？难道你只是让你的头脑跟随我，你别的就做自己，按照自己的心意来生活吗
？We don't get that choice.
我们没有那个选择。
We either.
我们或者是
follow him completely.
完全的跟随他。
We are a disciple.
我们就是门徒。
Or,
或者呢
we are an unbeliever.
或者我们就是一个不信的人。
Jesus gave no other options.
主耶稣没有给我们一个中间路线，只有一个。
We like to make a lot of options.
我们喜欢给别人好多好多的选择。
We say there are some who are disciples.
我们说哦，有些人是门徒。
There are some who are believers.
哦，有些人只是相信信主的人。
There are some who are not yet believers.
或者有些人还没有信主。
Jesus says, "If you're not yet a believer,
主耶稣说，如果你还没有信主，
you are an unbeliever.
你就是不信的人。
You are on the path to hell.
你在那个去地狱的路上。
You can't say,
你不能说
I'm on the path to heaven later.
你不能说我在将来我会去走上一个上天堂的路。
If you're an unbeliever, Jesus says you are on the path to hell.
如果你不信，你不相，你是个不信的人，那你现在就在走向地狱的灭亡的道路上。
Two options.
就是两条路。
And Jesus never once in his ministry tries to soften that.
主耶稣他的整个服事从来没有说想把这个变得软化一点的好听一点。
People come to him to try to give him the chance to soften it.
人们来到他面前想要给主耶稣一个机会让他能够他的这个教导能够软化好听一点能够好接受一点但是主耶稣没有给他们这个机会。
Someone comes to him and says, I'm going to follow you.
有人到主耶稣面前说哦我要跟随你。
But first, I'm going to go take care of this business.
但是我要先回去做把这个事情完成。
Jesus says you're on the path to hell.
然后主耶稣说你就是在去地狱的路
上。Because you can't follow me later.
你不可能再等一阵儿你再来跟随我。
There's only two choices.
只有两个选择。
And we in our life must not soften those choices.
我们在我们的生活中，我们不能把这个选择变得弱化。
Because Satan's great trick.
因为撒旦一个最有力的一个他的一个欺骗我们的方式是什么呢
is to get us to say later,
就让我们去说哦等一等还有
later,
再等一等
later,
再等一等
or to say
或者说
yes I will follow him in most things
就或者说哦我大多数上我都会跟随耶稣
but to be a disciple
但是要成为一个门徒呢
is to live daily in obedience to him.
成为门徒就是在每天的生活中你要对耶稣来顺服。
Luke.
在路加福音第九章说
Jesus shows what this means.
主耶稣讲得很清楚就是这个门徒是什么意思。
Jesus is getting ready to start to Jerusalem.
主耶稣现在是准备要去耶路撒冷了。
They are in the north part of Israel in Galilee.
他们本来是在犹太以色列的北部，就加利利地区。
They are going to travel to Jerusalem.
现在他们就要走去到耶路撒冷，上到耶路撒冷。
And in verse 21 and 22, Jesus says, "When I get there, they're going to kill me."
主耶稣在九章二十一节讲得很清楚，说到了耶路撒冷，他们会杀害我。
Now, for his disciples, this doesn't sound like very good news.
对他的门徒来讲，这可不是什么好消息。
I'm going to go to Jerusalem, and then I'm going to die.
我要去耶路撒冷，在那儿我会死。
And then the news gets even worse.
然后呢，这个消息变得越更糟糕。
Because Jesus says to them, "And you're going to die too."
然后主耶稣说，你们也要死。
Not in Jerusalem.
不是在耶路撒冷。
But verse 23.
在二十三节，九章二十三节，路加福音讲到。
If anyone comes after me,
他说，若有人要跟从我。
Let him deny himself.
就当舍己。
Take up his cross daily.
天天背起他的十字架。
And follow me.
跟从我。
Because whoever wants to save his life is going to lose it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必要上吊生命。
But if you lose your life for my sake,
因为我上吊生命的，必救了生命。
Now, for us, we've lost the meaning of a cross.
其实对我们现在来讲，我们已经不太能了解十字架的真实意义是什么。
I have a tie that I wear sometimes that has crosses on it.
我的领带上面有时候呢有那个十字架。
People will wear a tie or a cross as a lapel pin or a cross as a necklace.
或者他们有时候戴那个十字架的项链，或者是戴个十字架的胸针。
The reason we do it is we really don't think about what a cross means.
其实我们这样子做是因为我们不了解十字架到底是什么意思。
Can you imagine anyone wearing a necklace that has an electric chair on it?
有没有人戴一个项链上面那个坠子是一个电椅自行驶行的电椅有没有人看到戴那样的项链
Never.
从来没见过对不对
Right?
为什么是不是
But the cross
但是这个十字架
was their electric chair.
是那个时候的那个自行驶行的一个电椅
It was all about death. No, I would never wear a tie that had an electric chair.
然后我的这个 领带上不会说有一个这个电椅的一个形象。
We have lost the horrible meaning of the cross.
我们已经丧失了这个十字架这个可怕的让人令人生畏的这个含义。
In fact, even in the early church,
甚至就在早期的教会
for the first 300 years of the church,
就是早期教会头三百年，公元头三百年
never do we find a cross in their old art in the catacombs when we have
他的就是他们的那个基督徒的地下的那个地下墓室在罗马，还有在他们所有的艺术品里边，你发现不了一个十字架的一个象征。
The fish was the symbol.
他们的象征就是鱼。
But never the cross.
但是从来你没有见过一个十字架的一个标志。
The first time we find the cross as a symbol in Christian art is after Rome was no longer crucifying anyone.
是在十字架第一次呢被发现作为一个基督徒的象征，是在这个罗马不再迫害基督徒以后。
As long as the actual crosses were still around, no one wanted to use that as their symbol.
只要当时那个十字架那个刑罚那个真正的十字架还在的话没有人愿意用这个十字架来做一个标志
It was too horrible
因为太可怕了太
We lose that
我们现在已经对那个已经没有印象了
I once asked in a class When you think about the cross What do you think?
我们有时候问一个课堂的一个学生说问一些学生说你当你听到十字架你想到的是什么
And one woman raised her hand
一个女士就举手说
And saidMy husband is my cross.
他说我的先生就是我的十字架。
He is cranky and hard to get along with.
他这个人脾气很不好很难相处。
No, that's not, but that's how we think. Oh, it's hot today. That's my cross to live in Florida.
然后我们在想说今天好热呀这是我的十字架在佛罗里达。
But when Jesus talks about a cross, taking up your cross.
但是当主耶稣讲到说背起你的十字架的时候。
They knew very well what he meant.
大家马上就了解主耶稣在讲什么。
Because when a criminal was condemned to be crucified,
当一个罪犯被判到要钉十字架的时候
they took the cross part.
他们就把那个十字架那个横梁
and the criminal had to carry that part.
那个罪犯呢他必须要带着那个横梁把他自己背着那个横梁带到那个被钉十字架的地方。
And so Jesus is saying,
然后其实主耶稣在讲
If you are my follower,
如果你是我的跟随者
You must die to your own ambitions and your own desires.
你要对你自己的心愿，对你自己的这个，就是这个雄心壮志死。
And you must live completely under my authority.
你要完全的活在我的权柄之下。
And so, verse 23, if you want to follow me.
如果就是主耶稣在第二十三节讲，就是说，如果你要跟随我。
Number one, must deny himself.
第一个，你要舍己，你要。
What does it mean to deny?
什么叫舍己呢？否认你自己呢
？Say no.
To say no.
就是要说
very simple
说不，就是很简单。
To say no. When you deny someone, you say no to them.
当你否认某个人，就是对那个人说我 no， 就是说不。
And who in your life is the hardest person to say no to?
在你生活中，你最难说不的人是什么人呢
？My piano teacher.
Myself.
我儿子。
It is hard to say no to ourselves.
就是对我们自己来讲是我们是最难对自己说不的。
You see, as a Christian,
作为基督徒
it means that when my student is hard to deal with and I want to shake him, I will say no.
当我的学生不很难相处的时候，我想拽着他说不。
Remember, Joshua, I'm teaching, so I will get the last word.
曹明瑞，记得我是老师，我最后总会赢。
Remember that before you speak up.
在你说话之前，先想清楚。
I have the microphone.
我有这个麦克风。
Yes. Denying ourselves.
舍己。
Those things that we want to grab for.
就是说，舍己意味着本来那些东西我们想紧紧抓着不放的，但是我们要说 no， 要说不。
We must say no. Deny himself, take up his cross and follow Jesus.
背起他自己的十字架，跟随耶稣。
And I think the most important word in that verse.
我觉得在这个里边最这个经节里最重要的一个字是什么呢
？The most difficult word in that verse.
最困难的一个字是什么呢
？Is daily.
就是天天。
You see, here is the problem of being a disciple.
这个作为门徒的一个问题是什么呢
？There was a Jewish saying that
有一个犹太的谚语
，A disciple is someone who eats the master's dust.
就是门徒呢就是要吃这个你的那个主人的那个灰尘。
Because they didn't drive, they walked.
因为那个时候他们都是走路，没有
开车。And the roads weren't pavement, they were dirt.
然后那个时候也不是柏油马路，而都是那个沙土。
And so the master is walking and it's stirring up dust on the dry road, and the disciple is right behind him. Eating it.
然后就是那个老师在前面走，走的时候那个地上就扬起灰尘，那你后边的学生呢，门徒呢，你就跟着他走，你就呼吸到他的那个扬起来的灰尘吃进去。
The disciple goes everywhere the master goes.
所以你的老师，你的走到哪儿，你就这个门徒就跟到哪儿。
A disciple couldn't say, I'll go with you today, but tomorrow I want to do something else.
你门徒不能说，哦，老师，我今天我跟着你，明天我要去做点别的事儿。
And the problem with being Jesus' disciple, the difficulty of being Jesus' disciple.
成为耶稣门徒的最困难的一件事情是什么呢？
Is that it is daily.
就是你每天的，天天。
I find that it's very easy to be at a meeting, a retreat, or some kind of evangelistic meeting.
我发现就是有时候，比如说我要去一个特会啊、布道会啊，或者是兴奋培灵会啊，那个很容易，就是我就说。
And maybe there's beautiful music.
在那个时候可能音乐很好。
And a good sermon.
然后讲道也非常的好。
And lots of emotion.
然后大家都很那个情感都被激动起来。
Who wants to be a disciple?
然后。
We raise our hand.
然后讲员就说，谁想做耶稣的门徒，我们都会举手。
That's easy to do.
那个是比较容易做到的。
But what is very difficult?
很困难，能很难做到的一点是什么呢？
Is at work on Tuesday.
比如说星期二你上班去了。
When the boss says,
你的老板说，
I want you to fill out this paper and I want you to put the false number on this paper because it will make our department look better.
比如你的老板说，我想要你去填这个报表，但是在报表上呢填一个那个虚假的数字，这样的会让我们的工作成绩看得更好。
And when he says that,
当他这样让你去这样说的时候，
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
Who wants to be my disciple?
谁想成为我的门徒呢？
There's no beautiful music playing.
这个时候没有很动听的美好美妙的音乐在弹着。
There's no emotion except fear.
除了你的恐惧的害怕的情绪之外，没有别的那个情绪。
Because if I raise my hand and say,
如果你这时候说
yes, I want to be a disciple.
你这时候举手说主啊，我现在要做你的门徒。
I certainly won't get a promotion.
你要违反你老板的意见，你肯定不会被提升。
And I might lose my job.
你有可能会丢掉你的工作。
And it is at that moment
在那个时刻
that Jesus says,
耶稣说
if anyone would come after me,
如果任何人要跟随我
he must take up his cross,
他必须要背起他的十字架
daily,
天天
It is easier on Sunday in the meeting to say, yes, I will be a disciple.
星期天的时候在我们聚会的时候我们很容易举手说我要成为一个门徒。
But on Wednesday, when my wife does something that really, really makes me mad,
到星期三，我太太做了一件事让我非常非常的生气。
And I want to yell at her.
我想要对她喊。
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
Who wants to be my disciple?
谁想要成为我的门徒？
And there's no music playing.
这个时候没有音乐。
There's no emotion.
也没有感，也没有情绪，没有感觉。
And if I don't say what I want to say, she'll never know I was right and she was wrong.
如果我那时候我要不把我想的给说出来，她就不会知道她做错了，不会知道我是对的。
And someone needs to tell her.
有人应该告诉她。
Right? Because I'm the head of the house. I'm the boss.
对不对？我是家里的头，我是家里的老板。
I don't know if you're really getting the point over here. Because it is at that moment that Jesus says,
因为在那个点上，在那个时刻，主耶稣说，
Elder Zong, do you want to be my disciple?
你是我的门徒吗？
And to raise my hand then,
然后举手说，
means I don't get to say.
我就是你举手，我要做你的门徒，就说。我不去说我想说的。
You see why I say this is the most difficult word in the verse?
你为什么说这个是最这个天天是这个经节里最难的一个词吗？
The other things can happen in a moment of emotion and excitement.
在你那个情绪激动很兴奋的时候，你很容易这样做这个决定。
But the test of the disciple.
但是作为门徒的这个测试，这个试验是这个测试是什么？就是每一天。
I was teaching. Speaking in a Haitian church.
我有一次在一个海地的教会讲道。
And in the Haitian church, the men sit over here. No, the women sit over here, and the men sit over here.
然后在海地教会呢，男人男弟兄坐一边，女那个姐妹坐一边，分开坐的。
And I said, if you are a disciple,
我说如果你们是门徒的话，你是门徒的话。
On Monday, men, you cannot beat your wives.
在星期一的时候，先生们，你不能打你的太太。
And some woman stood up.
然后有一个姐妹就一个女士马上站起来说。
And she pointed at her husband and said, "You need to listen to this."
这个有个女士站起来指着先生说：“你好好听着啊。”
So, does anyone need to stand up?
有没有人需要站起来说？
This is what Jesus said in Romans. Paul said in Romans.
这是保罗在罗马书上讲到的。
Romans 12.
在罗马书第十二章说。
I appeal to you, brothers.
说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercies of God.
以神的慈悲劝你们。
To present yourselves, your bodies as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Living sacrifice
是活祭。
Again, I think the most difficult word is.
我觉得在这个里面最困难的一个字就是
living
活着的祭。
You see, his imagery is from a sacrifice of an animal in an on an altar.
他所来的形象就是在那个祭坛上的一个那个牺牲那个祭物。
And you bring the sacrifice to the temple.
你带着你的祭牲带到圣殿。
You cut its throat.
然后你就把那个动物的那个寄生的脖子、喉咙给砍了。
Drain the blood.
然后把那个血放出来。
And the priest cuts it up and puts it on the altar and burns it.
祭司就把它切成筷子放在这个祭坛上。
But Paul says we are to be living sacrifice.
但是保罗在这里说我们要做活祭。
And the problem with being a living sacrifice is,
作为活祭的问题是
get up off the altar.
作为活祭是你总是能从那个祭坛上跳下来。
And say, I don't like it here very much.
你说我不喜欢这个祭坛，我不喜欢这地方。
It's uncomfortable.
太不舒服了。
Okay, and many Christians.
然后很多基督徒就是
come and say, Yes, I will be a sacrifice. I will be a disciple.
就是说我要做祭物，我要做跟随耶稣的门徒。
But at the moment where being on the altar might cost my job.
但是如果你在祭坛上，可能会让你丢掉工作。
It is easy to get up.
然后这时候就很容易跳起来。
Off the altar.
然后就从那个祭坛上跳下来走。
At the moment that being a sacrifice.
在那个要作为这个牺牲的这个时刻呢。
Would be being honest with a customer and losing my sale.
也许就是说你对你的顾客呢就是很诚实可能你就卖不出去东西了。
We decide maybe for today I'll get off the altar.
或者你就会觉得说哎呀今天我就不在祭坛上
待着了。I think I can climb back on after I make this sale.
当我把这个东西卖出去之后我可以再爬到祭坛上去。
You understand?
你明白吗
?A living sacrifice means not choosing once and we're done.
做活祭不是说我第一次选择做祭物了我就没以后就一辈子都是这样了。
But once.
而是一次
again,
又一次
again,
再一次
again,
再一次
again,
再一次
again,
再一次
My friend says
我的朋友说
Temptation is the moment when the bad looks better than the good
什么是试探呢试探就是在那一刻的时候那个不好的东西看得比那个好的正确的东西更好
I think that's a pretty good definition
我觉得那是一个对试探一个很好的定义
You see, if sin was always wrapped up with a sign that said, this is going to kill you.
如果那个罪呢总是有个标志说哎这个东西会毁了你。
This is going to cost you your soul.
这个会带你付上你的灵魂的代价。
We would be able to say no pretty easy.
我们就很容易的说不要那个罪不要犯罪。
Right?
对不对
But instead, it's wrapped in a package that looks beautiful.
但是呢罪呢常常会包装在一个很美丽的外表之下。
It looks wonderful.
看上去真的是很棒太好了。
I was reading a book about one of the wars in Africa.
我在读一个书在讲那个非洲的一场战争。
And one of the terrible things that the rebel soldiers in that war did.
他们那个叛逆的那个士兵他们做了一个很可怕的事情是什么呢
was to wrap up little hand grenades.
他们就把那个手榴弹那个小小的手榴弹
shiny paper
他们把那个手榴弹包在一个闪闪发光的纸里面
and children would see this and run and grab this beautiful toy.
然后呢，他就放在那儿，小孩就能看见，小孩就很兴奋去抓那个看着闪闪发光的这个玩具。
And be killed or mutilated.
或者那小孩就被炸死，或者是被炸的残废。
And a father wrote about seeing his child grab it.
然后有就写到一个爸爸看到这个孩子抓这个闪闪发光的这个手榴弹。
And the horror of seeing what looked beautiful to the child.
就是说这个太可怕，就是说对这个孩子看的他很好，很美。
Blow the arms off of his little boy.
就在他孩子的那个手就被炸掉了。
And I read that.
然后我就读到那儿，我就想
，That is exactly what Satan does to us.
这就是撒旦对我们所做的，就是这样。
He doesn't say to us.
他没有说撒旦对我们说。
Do you want to make this choice that is going to destroy your marriage and your family?
你是不是要做这个选择，毁掉你的家庭，毁掉你的婚姻？
He says, "Look at the beauty of this temptation."
哦，他说你看看这个试探有多好，多美啊
！Temptation is when the bad looks better than the good.
就是什么是试探呢？就是那个坏的呢，比那个好的看起来还要好，那个就是试探。
To be a living sacrifice.
成为一个活祭就是。
Is to daily make the choice.
就是每一天。
To continue to be on the altar.
就是每一天做这个选择，让你自己待在那个祭坛上。
To continue
去不断的、持续的待在
to be a disciple,
那个成为主的门徒。
To continue to take up our cross
去持续的、不断的背起你的十字架。
Now let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
How many of you
多少人
now that you have been through this class
现在我们已经把这个
let me do one more scripture before I ask the question. Sorry.
在我们先
let me give you one more example of
再给大家一个例子。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书。
Since we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement.
保罗说，在当我因为我们有这样子的有这样子的盼，有这样的应许。
Bringing holiness to completion in fear of God.
Which verse? 12?
7:1.
Oh, 7:1. Okay. 再说，哥林多后书第七章第一节就说，我们既有这等应许，当洁净自己。
The chapter before gives these promises that God says, "I will live among you."
在这个第七章之前，最后结束的时候，六章结束说，我会在你们中间，住在你们中间。
I will be your father.
我要做你们的父。
You will be my sons and daughters.
你们要做我的儿女。
And then he says,
然后就说了
because we have these wonderful promises that God is going to live among us.
因为我们有神会住在我们中间，这样子很棒的应许，这样很奇妙的应许。
We must cleanse ourselves.
我们就应该洁净自己。
From every defilement.
除去一切的污秽。
And the word cleanse there.
他这里用的这个洁净这个字眼呢
is present tense.
是一个这个洁净是一个现在时。
Which means.Continual.
就是现在进行时，就是你在不断的、持续的来，一直在做这件事情。
So again, we have this same thing. Daily.
同样的，第一个就像刚才讲的，每天、天天、
living sacrifice,
活祭、活着的。
Continual cleansing.
然后就是持续不断的来洁净自己。
And again, that is a charter.
这个持续不断的洁净自己，持续是更难的。
Than one time.
这个持续不断的是比一次性更难。
It's something you continue to do.
因为你是要持续不断的做。
But here's what I want you to see.
我想让大家能看到是要问的一个问题是。
How many of you?
多少人我们信主的某些人。
Now that you have become believers.
现在你是信主，你信主了。
And now that you have been through this class.
然后你上这个课了。
How many of you are now strong enough?
现在多少人就变得强壮
？To take up your cross daily，
我们每天就可以背起自己的十字架
，To be a living sacrifice，
成为一个活祭
，And to continually cleanse yourself，
然后持续不断的洁净自己
，From defilement，
从除去各样的污秽。
Everybody okay with that？
大家是不是都得到的问题？就说你现在你已经可以了，你学过，因为你上过这个课，你相信了，你就可以这样做到这些了。
Very good.
但没人举手
Because if you raise your hand, I will worry.
如果你现在说我可以了，举手了，我就会对你担心了
Because remember who raised his hand when Jesus asked these questions. Peter said, "I will do it. I'll die for you."
你知道当耶稣问那个问题时候，谁举手了吗？就是彼得。彼得说，我会跟随你，我会为你而死。
And it's not long before he's denying Jesus.
然后没过多久，他就否认主三次。
None of us.
我们其中的任何一个人，没有任何一个人
can do this.
我们没有任何一个人可以做到这样，天天背着十字架，使那个做活祭，然后持续不断的洁净自己。
And so does that mean that Jesus just put these things in the Bible?
是说耶稣就把这些事情放在圣经里面
？Knowing that it was impossible.
也知道说我们根本就不可能做到。
So that he could just kind of make us feel bad.
他就会让我们感觉很差，很糟糕。他不是就是这个。
So that we'll go through our Christian life saying, "I know this is what he said, but I can't do it." I'm a horrible Christian.
我们就经过我们的一个在基督徒生活说，哦，我知道我应该这样，但是我做不到。哎呀，这个基督徒生活真是太难了，我也太不是一个很糟糕的基督徒。
Is that why God did that?
是不是神把这些放在那儿，就是让我们这样呢？目的是这个呢？
I don't think so.
我不觉得是这样的。
He's a good God. He loves us.
他是一位良善的神，他爱我们。
He's a good father. He's not going to say do this.
他是一位好父亲，他如果我们做不到，他不会说让我们去做。
The key is this.
这个关键点，这个秘诀在于什么呢
？Can we? Are we strong enough to do this? Absolutely not.
我们是不是自己已经强壮到可以做到这些呢？绝对不是。
Since we have these promises, he says,
因为我们有这样的应许，保罗说
，That's how we're going to continually cleanse ourselves in those promises.
因为我们有这种应许，所以我们可以持续不断的来洁净自己。
And what are the promises?
他的那个应许是什么呢？在第六章的
时候 ，I will dwell among you.
他说我要在你们中间居住。
I will walk among you.
在你们中间来往。
I will be your God.
我要做你们的神。
You will be my people.
你们要做我的子民。
I will be your father.
我要做你们的父。
Who are we with as we are cleansing ourselves?
当我们洁净自己的时候，我们是跟谁在一起呢？
With him.
是跟他，跟父神。
He is the one.
他是位。让我们能够做这些。
I had not thought about this until I told the story about the Haitian church.
直到我讲到那个海地教会的故事，我刚才都没想到这个例子。
But I to speak in the Haitian church in Miami.
我去那个迈阿密的一个海地教会讲道。
And it was a part town that I would be scared to death to be at.
那个是个区，我是让我自己去，我从来是不会去的。
But my Haitian student.
但是我的那个海地的生呢
？Taller than me.
他比我还高还壮。
And almost wider than I am tall. I mean, he is big man.
他的那个身体可能是我的两倍，宽度是我的两倍。
And so we're walking through this part of town that, you know, I wouldn't have even driven through alone.
我那个地方呢，那个镇上治安很不好，我自己开车都不会经过那个地方。我们从那儿走过。
And my friend Pierre is with me.
然后我的朋友这个又高又壮的学生就跟着我一起走。
And you know all these guys along here that look like they could just eat me for lunch.
你看那看着挺吓人的，好像要吃了我的人就看着我们走过去。
And I'm with him.
然后我就说，哎，我跟着我的这个又高又壮的学生在一起。
Me and my buddy Pierre, we're here.
他是我的保镖，你想想啊。
I wasn't scared.
然后我就不害怕了。
All of a sudden, stop.
然后突然之间我就停住了想，然后我就看着他。
And I said, Pierre,
我就说彼得呀。
If you weren't with me, I would be running as hard as I could run.
如果你要是跟我在一起，我就是让人拔腿就跑。
He said, it's okay.
他说没关系。
You're with me.
你跟我在一起没事儿。
Jesus said, God says.
神说。
Every one of you.
你们其中的任何一个人，每个人。
Gonna face temptations.
我们都会面对试探。
And the temptation is going to look better than the good.
那个试探呢，会让这个坏的呢东西比好的、正确的东西看得更好。
Every one of you is going to have to take up a cross.
我们其中每一个人都要背起我们十字架。
Be a sacrifice.
要成为活祭。
Cleanse yourself.
然后要洁净己。
He says, "Here's what you have to remember."
你要记住。
At that moment when the boss says, "I want you to do something that you know is dishonest,"
当你的老板要让你做一些虚假的报告，你知道那个不诚实，你不能这样做的时候
，you have to remember.
你要记住
，I'm with him.
我是跟他在一起，我是跟那个父在一起。
And he's bigger than my boss.
他比我的老板更大。
He's bigger than this temptation.
他比这个试探更大。
He's bigger than the temptation to do whatever it is.
他比那个要做那个撒旦要我做的任何试探都大。
He is bigger than the cross.
他比十字架更大，更有全能。
And so it is not my strength that cleanses me continually.
所以不是靠我自己的力量来让我天天持续不断的洁净自己。
Instead, it is His strength.
他的力量，他的能力。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说
，When I understand that, and when I lose my life for Him,
当我真的了解到这个，当我为了他失掉生命的时候
，then
在那个时候， 我就救了我的生命。
Because I'm a disciple.
因为我是他的门徒。
Let me show you one more example.
我再给大家一个例子。
Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章。
Because you see,
你知道。
It is not natural to choose a cross over life.
选择十字架而不是选择生命，这个对人来讲是不自然的，不是一件天顺着，不是我们天性中能做的。
It is not natural to choose to be on altar.
你要选择做一个活祭在祭坛上，这个是不是我们的天性？
It is not natural to say no to ourselves.
对我们来讲，对我们自己说不，这个不是我们的天性。
Because most of us kind of like ourselves.
大多数人我们都喜欢自己，是不
是？ We want to take pretty good care of ourselves.
我们都想要照顾自己，是不是？
And so Paul gives us the secret to facing that challenge day by day.
所以保罗给了我们这个秘诀，就是面对每天的这样的挑战。
You see, one of the biggest challenges for taking up our cross.
对我们来讲，天天背起十字架最大的挑战是什么呢？
Is in our relationships with other people.
而是这个最大的挑战就是在我们跟周围人的关系。
Especially other believers.
尤其是跟别的信主的信徒。
Because they ought to be taking up their cross, and if they took up their cross, they wouldn't treat me this way.
他们应该背起他们的十字架，如果他们背起他们的十字架，他们就不会这样对待我。
And so if they put down their cross, I'm going to put down mine, and we're going to have it out.
如果他们把他们的十字架放下，我也下我的十字架，然后我们就这样子斗起来。
Anyone ever been tempted that way?
有没有人有这种感觉要这样做？
They ought to have their cross.
是不是他应该背起他的十字架呀？
Paul understood that.
保罗了解这个。
And so he talks to us about how being a disciple looks in relationship with other people.
所以呢，保罗谈作为门徒，我们在跟别的这个基督徒之间的关系应该是怎么样的。
Listen to what he says in Philippians 2.
看他在保罗腓立比书第二章怎么讲的。
And see if it sounds like the way you naturally think in your
relationship with others. 这个是不是你天性中你自然而然的就会在你跟别人的关系中就会这样想呢？
Verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition.
他说凡事不可结党。
Do nothing out of conceit.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Instead, count others more important than yourselves.
而是要看别人比自己强。
Look out for their interest in the same way you look out for your own.
不是要照顾别人的事情，就像你照顾自己的事情一样。
Now, how many of you that sounds like a normal way to live?
这个是不是对你来讲自然而然人就会这样生活呢？
No.
没有一个人会这样。
That's not. You're not going to have a great business if you operate that way. Is how our world thinks.
如果在我们现在这个世界，你是这样来做生意的话，你肯定就你的生意就要破产了。
You're certainly not going to get elected in any elections if you say, my opponent is actually a much better person than I am.
如果一个人选举的时候说我的竞选对手比我是一个更好的人，你可能就不会被选上。
I've never seen a campaign commercial that says that.
我从来没有看到一个就是竞选的广告会这样说，我从来没见过。
Jesus says this, or Paul says this.
保罗说
Here is the secret.
这个秘诀在于什么呢？
Have this mind.In yourself,
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心
，which is yours in Christ Jesus，
就是要以耶稣基督的意念为你的意念。
This way of thinking that he is describing is Jesus's way of thinking.
他所描述的这种想法、这种意念呢，就是耶稣基督的心肠和意念。
And when I become a believer，
当我成为一个相信他的人的时候，我相信他的时候
，now。Is available to me.
他耶稣基督的意念心肠现在就我就对我开放，我也可以有那样的意念心肠。
Because I'm part of him.
因为我现在是属于他的一部分。
He was in the form of God.
他有神的形象。
But he did not count his equality with God as something to hold on to.
虽然他就是神本体的同在，却不把与神同等看作是一件要强抓不放的事。
Instead, he emptied himself.
他反倒虚己。
He became one of us.
他成为我们其中的一样的
人的样式。He humbled himself to the point of death.
他甚至顺服顺从至死。
Even the death of the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
The very thing that we are called to take up.
然后我们说要背起十字架，我们被呼召要背起的。
He took up.
他也起了他的十字架。
In fact, he took it up, even though we were the ones that deserved it.
实际上，本来是我们应该去。背那个十字架，但是他替我们背了。
I was reading in Mark this week.
我这个星期在读马可书。
And I saw something that I had never noticed before.
我在以前好像从来没注意过的一段。
They really like that bell.
发谁在来
They should get a job on a fire engine. You remember the two thieves?
记不记得那两个强盗跟主耶稣同钉十字架的两个强盗
？One mocks him and rejects him.
有一个就是嘲弄耶稣，拒绝耶稣。
The other says, "Remember me."Remember that?
另外一个强盗说记住我请你纪念我
But I was reading this week.
但这个星期我在读这个马可福音的时候
And Mark tells something that I had missed every time.
每次我读的时候我都没注意到这个细节
Says the crowd was mocking Jesus.
然后这个底下的这个群众也在嘲弄讥笑耶稣
And both of the thieves.
两个强盗马可说两个强盗也都在嘲弄他
Both of them.
他是马可说的是两个强盗都在嘲弄他。
Here's what happens.
但是你发现后边发生，他们这两个强盗都在十字架上。
Now understand that a cross was a very slow and painful death.
你知道十字架是一个很痛苦、很漫长的一个。
So we're talking hours.
所以我们就说很长的时间，就是好几个小时。
And early in that time.
在那个刚上十字架、被钉十字架的那个时段呢。
Both of the thieves.
这两个被他两个强盗。
Are mocking Jesus.
都在讥笑、嘲弄耶稣。
But eventually, one of them,
其中的有一个强盗
begins to change,
就开始改变了
and cries out for mercy.
他就呼求怜悯
And in his agony,
在他的极大的在他痛苦之中
Jesus has mercy on a man who just a few minutes earlier,
耶稣有
was mocking and reviling him.
主耶稣对这个刚刚几分钟之前还在嘲弄他还在辱骂他的强盗有这种慈悲有这种怜悯
That to me is amazing
对我来讲这真的是太让人惊奇了
It's not that Jesus thinks well you know he's probably for a long time he's been sorry but it's too late
不是主耶稣说哎呀他这么他已经这么长时间他可能现在开始后悔了、
no.
所以他现在终于开始悔改
Just a few days before
就是那么几分钟之前这个人还在骂他
That's the kind ofForgiveness that Jesus has.
这就是神，不是说这个强盗已经为自己的心，就是抱歉、难过很久，而是就几分钟之前嘛，那就是神所给我们的这种饶恕跟怜悯。
And Paul says,
保罗就说
，That's the attitude.
这就是耶稣的
that you can have.
我们可以有的这种心肠意念。通过耶稣，我们也可以有耶稣的心为心。
To be a disciple,
成为耶稣的门徒
is more than a one-time thing.
绝对不是说就一性的。
It is more than yes, I'll be baptized. Yes, I'll be a believer.
不是就说哦，我要受洗，我要成为一个信徒。
It is day by day.
而是一天。
Step by step.
一步每一步。
Taking up our cross.
背起你的十字架。
And following him.
跟随他。
But.
但是。
I want to finish with this wonderful thing news, and that is.
我想有一个很棒的消息跟大家分享，结束。
Jesus says.
耶稣说。
Whoever gives his life,
凡为我上吊生命、失掉生命、失掉他生命的
，will save it.
就会得着生命。
Yes, there is a cost.
是那边是要付代价的。
But Jesus says, when we pay that cost,
但是主耶稣说，当我们付上那个代价的时候
，we actually are saving our lives.
实际上我们在拯救我们的生命。
Because we have eternal life.
因为我们这样就有永恒的生命。
And compared to the cost, that reward is incredible.
就算是我们这个代价跟我们的这个奖赏，我们所要得到的那个，我们的奖赏是远远的大过那个代价，是想。
And so as believers, one step at a time.
所以呢，我们作为门徒就一步一步。
One day at a time.
一天一天。
You make this choice.
然后你做了这个选择。
Not in your own power,
不是靠着你自己的力量
but in His power,
而是靠着他的力量
You say, I can have the mind that is His.
我可以有他那样的心怀意念
I can be His disciple.
我可以
today,
今天就可以做他的门徒
And as we do that,
当我们这样做的时候
Paul says we are being daily transformed into His image.
我们就每天被转变成他的形象
We are being made more and more like Him.
我们就越来越像他。
And John says,
约翰说
as we do that,
当我们这样做的时候
when we see him,
当我们见到他的时候
we will be like him.
我们就会像他。
I told you the first class.
第一节课我们讲到。
God's goal for us.
神为我们。
Is that we look like him.
神对我们的心意目标就是我们像他。
He wants us to look like Jesus.
他想我们像看起来就像耶稣。
And John says, if we will follow one step at a time of taking up our cross.
约翰说，如果我们就是背起十字架，就这样一步一步的跟着他，一步一步这样走。
The day will come when we will step into His presence.
所以呢，当那一天我们站在他面前的时候
，and we will realize.
我们会意识到
，I look like Him.
哦，我就像他。
But what I want you to understand as believers is.
作为相信的人，我想让大家了解的是
，there is no change, no change, no change, and then when we step into His presence, boom. We're like him.
这一辈子就一直这样的，没有改变，没有改变。我们然后一见他，突然就改变了。
John isn't talking about a magic trick.
约翰不是谈这个魔法，就是好像你突然就变了。
Abracadabra, poof, we're like him.
不是这么念点咒语就哦，我们就像他了。
John is talking about a daily transformation.
约翰谈的是一个每天的这个每日的这个改变。
That we don't always even see.
我们甚至于都看不到这种改变。
It's just that before.
在那之前呢？
I would blow up.
在以前可能我就脾气。
But now, little by little,
但是一点一滴的，神在帮助我。
To change into His image.
让我改变成他的形
式。To respond like He responds.
就像他那样子来反应。
Until one day, almost imperceptibly.
所以直到有一天，甚至都看不出来。
We step into His presence.
我们来到他的面前。
And we realize.
哦，我们意识到。
God has made me.
神已经。
Into the image of His Son.
已经让我成为他儿子的形象，他儿子的样子。
Dallas Willard says.
魏立德说。
God wants this process to happen.
神想要这个过程这样发生的。
In such a way.
有这个过程是这样的发生的。
That when we see Him, we won't even realize anything happened.
当我们见到他的时候，我们都没有意识到什么事情发生。
It'll just be the next step that we've been taking all along.
就像是我们见到他，就是一个很自然的一个过程，我们跟他一样。
And suddenly we will realize, oh, I'm here.
然后突然你意识到说，哦，我已经到神这里了。
How did I get here? How did that happen?
我怎么到这儿呢？这怎么发生的呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
I've been walking with him.
因为我们一直和他同行。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
那就是意味着门徒的一个真实含义。
And so tomorrow,
所以明天呢
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
星期二、星期三、星期四
you will face challenges.
你会面对挑战。
Each time,
每一次
take up your cross.
背起你的十字架。
Each time, say, God, I want to respond to this in your way.
神呐、啊，我想要按照你的方式来回这件事情。
Little by little, he will
transform you. 然后一点一滴，他就会改变你。
Into what he wants you to be.
他想把你改变成他想要成为的样子。
Dear God, thank you for the privilege to study your word these last few months.
主啊，我们真的是为有这样子的权益能够学习你的话语来感谢你。
We want to be your disciples.
我们要想成为你的门徒。
We want to be the people that you call us to be.
我们要想成为你所呼召我们成为的人。
And so would you help us to walk faithfully with you?
主啊，好不好？你帮助我们，让我们忠心的和你同行。
To take up our cross daily.
天天背起我们的十字架
to follow you,
跟从你
to live as living sacrifices,
像一个活祭那样生活
help us to be transformed into your image,
帮助我们把我们改变成你的形象
day by day,
每一天这样一天一天的改变我们
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名 Amen.
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家
I will see you in 2 weeks.